morning.
Good morning.
Just want to make a few announcements this morning. As Leonard says every week, they're in the bulletin. You can read them. I won't read them all, and then I probably will. But first of all, please sign your communion registration. It's my understanding they were not in the bulletins early, so if you didn't have one, try and get one or register on the I Wish cards or the red sign-in books. Make sure that you sign that you're here someplace sometime today. So please sign the caring books and your communion registrations. Along with communion, just want to remind everybody that today's loose offering does go to the session, which is the case in every time we have communion. The nursery is open for those of you. I don't see any little nursery children here today, but the nursery is open if you have nursery children. There will be no Sunday school, junior church, or choir rehearsals during the summer months, so those people who attend and who teach and who provide the music are going to enjoy a well-deserved rest for the summer months. Also, the summer months bring a change of office hours for the church office. Church office hours will be Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 to 1 during June, July, and August. So please make a note of that. Just a reminder, mark your calendars for next Sunday. The Deacon's annual hot dog roast is next Sunday after church. So please plan to come and share some hot dogs and some fellowship with everybody here. Bring some friends if you like. And also, it's not too soon to be thinking about Vacation Bible School. We do have our dates set, July 16th through 20th. It will be, again, an evening Bible school, 6:30 to 8:30. So if you need to make those arrangements, we'd love to have you volunteer, help out in any way. Physically is best. Financially is not bad either. So please, if you can help, contact BJ. Her number's here in the bulletin. And we also have Christian would like to make an announcement this morning. Whatever you're comfortable with.
I'll come up just so everybody can hear me. Okay, my name's Christian, and for those of you who don't know, I'm involved in Boy Scout Troop 138, and currently I'm working on my Eagle project. I'm at the point of my project where I have to raise money. And my project is right across the gravel parking lot over there is the Glenshaw Public Library. They have a room downstairs, and I'm going to be repainting that, as well as building dress racks for them so they can hang their antique wedding dresses. Now, the Eagle Scout project has me raising the money, so I'm asking you as a church family for any donations that you'd be willing to give. Anything would be greatly appreciated. And if you have any questions or would like to donate, you can contact me or my parents. And I need to raise about $800, and if I raise over that, the money will be donated to the library. Thank you very much.
Are there any other announcements? Everybody hear that? You can donate to Christian's project through the church. Just be sure you mark on your check or on the envelope. Any other announcements? Any other announcements? Okay. It's my pleasure to welcome back to Glenshaw Valley Jay McMillan and his wife Becky. If you remember, they joined us two or three different times in the month of December, and we are certainly happy to welcome them back to an equally important day, but not maybe such an important time in the church calendar. So we're certainly happy to welcome you in a different venue and without the St. Nicholas robes and all those things. But Jay and Becky are from the South Hills, and they attend the Lifeline Community Associate Reformed Presbyterian Church. I thought Glenshaw Valley was a long name. Jay is a conservative Calvinist Reformed pastor and is right now without a home church, but he recently celebrated his 34th year of ordination, so he's been at it a long time and probably is anxious to get back into a church. Maybe not. Maybe happy to not have a church. Maybe after 34 years it's a good time to just kind of hunt and pack on your Sundays, but we're very glad to know that he's here with us today to serve communion, so welcome, Jay.
Thanks. It's good to be back with you. And Becky and I just love coming here. It's a nice short drive because we only live over by Kennywood. We're not too far out in the South Hills. But it's nice and it's good to be with you and to share communion and all the other blessings of the Lord here in worship and all the service and outreach that's here at Glenshaw. But we are here to worship the Lord, aren't we? And our brother, the psalmist, gives us these words in Psalm 18. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. God bowed the heavens down and came down with darkness under his feet. He delivered me from my strongest enemy. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. Therefore, we will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name. Let us sing praises to God's name. Hymn number 262, Holy, Holy, Holy. Let us stand to worship. If we say that we have not sinned, the truth is not in us, and we are far from God. But when we confess our sin, God is faithful and just. And for the sake of Jesus Christ and his suffering and death for us, God will forgive us our sin. Trusting in the grace of God Almighty, Let us confess our sin. Lord God Almighty, please reveal your saving power to me. I am weak, weary, and torn by the trials of this world. Thank you for the deliverance you give me in Jesus. May I now live in your presence all the days of my life, all to your glory, Father, Son, and Spirit, in Jesus Christ. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel, for in Christ we are forgiven.
We believe in forgiveness of sins. We are saved by grace through faith. This is God's gift in Jesus Christ.
Glory be to the Father.
As we come and gather around the Lord's table, it is good and fitting that we reaffirm the faith in which we stand and by which we are saved through Christ our Lord. Let us do so using the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
It is right and good that we greet one another in the Lord, and the peace of the Lord be with us all.
Jesus, God's own Son.
Hallelujah and amen. Thank you. That's beautiful. Responsive reading is number 635. It's taken from the Gospel of John. Let us read together from God's Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
In him was light, and the light was the light of men.
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
There was a man sent from God, his name was John.
He came for testimony to bear witness to the light, that all might believe through him. True light that enlightens every man was coming into the world.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world knew him not.
He came to his own home, and his own people received him not.
But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God.
Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Amen. It was a tradition down at Roney's Point that when it came time for the pastoral prayer, I'd ask if there were any prayer concerns that anyone would like to share for the prayers of the people. I don't know if you do that here at Glen. Yes, you do. Okay, Arlie's shaking her head. Yes, okay. So are there any prayer concerns, joys and sorrows, whatever to be shared this morning? Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Your first name, Kathy. Okay. I don't blame you. Arthur is not a friend to anyone, whatever form he takes. His last name's Itis, and too many of us know him. Other prayers I saw? Yes, ma'am.
Yes, my nephew, Richard, has got cancer.
Okay. Richard? Yes. Other prayers this morning? Yes. For Gary? Okay.
Oh. For my brother-in-law, Quinn, he has MS and he's having some issues right now.
That's a hard disease. My brother's fought it for over 30 years. It's hard. It's hard. Other prayers? Yes. Okay. Prayers for Anna. Other prayers this morning? I ask your prayers. I was bitten by a cat, and I had to have surgery, believe it. So I've got physical therapy to look forward to. And it's only, you know, St. Paul said if one part of the body suffers, you might think, well, it's just a finger, but I'll tell you. So prayers that I can get through physical therapy here. Other prayers this morning?
I think we all stand in need of prayer.
All of us, yes. Others? Let us go to God in prayer. Father, what a blessing it is just to call you Father, to know that you have come down in your Son Jesus Christ to redeem us, to teach us to call you Father, to live in that relationship, not just for an hour or two on Sunday morning, but for every heartbeat, every breath, every thought. We live in that relationship that you are our Father and that you care for us enough that you allowed your Son Jesus to die and even to descend into hell that we might be redeemed and become your sons and daughters and that we might go from this place to our homes and to our jobs and to our times of play and recreation
and that we might go as the sons and daughters of God Almighty. We praise you for the great blessings you've given us, and we thank you. We thank you that you hear our prayers, and that there is no need too small, no good desire so tiny, that you will not hear our prayers. And as these things would be good, grant them in the name of Christ your Son. Lord, we think of Kathy battling the rheumatoid arthritis, and Richard and Anna battling cancer and other problems, Quinn with MS, Gary with his troubles, myself and all of us who need healing. Grant grace and healing. Sometimes our healing and our pain is in our soul, our spirit, our heart, our mind. And it's something that the doctors can't touch, but Lord, you can. You can heal. Lord Jesus, you promised that you would intercede with the Father and send the Holy Spirit not only to teach us, but to heal us and to make us well. Please, Lord Jesus, do that now. With the Father, send the Spirit to heal our loved ones, to heal us, to heal our brokenness and our despair, and to make whole everything that's been broken and to bring back all that has been lost. Grant your grace in these things. And Father, we thank you for the summertime and for travel. Think of Pastor Leonard and others who are traveling and doing things at this time of the year. Grant God speed and safe journeys. Grant times of not just recreation, but times of recreation, where we are recreated again through rest and renewal in the image of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray for our country, for our state, for our local government, for our world. Again, Lord Jesus, send your Holy Spirit. Let there be a new reformation, a new great awakening, a new revival. Let your Holy Spirit go out across our land and our world to bring men and women and children, young men and women, boys and girls, to saving grace in Jesus Christ. And this can only happen if your Holy Spirit goes ahead and prepares and calls and brings hearts and lives to you. So pour out your Spirit upon the church and upon the world and the nation. Be with those who rule over us, Lord God. If they aren't Christian, then make them Christians. Reconsecrate, renew our country as a Christian country, one nation under God. Heal our wounds, forgive our sins. And Lord, the General Assembly of the PCUSA is meeting here in Pittsburgh within a few short weeks. Oh Lord God, there have been so many bad decisions in the past. Send your Spirit, lead the commissioners, the delegates, to choose Christ's way, the way of the Bible, to overthrow the evil that has been brought into the church, and to renew the church as the pure bride of Christ. And we thank you that our sins are forgiven and we're made whole in Christ. But bind up our wounds, make us whole, that we might be joyful messengers to go out into the world and proclaim that Christ is risen and we no longer need fear death, and that we can overcome every sorrow and every pain, everything that would divide us and hurt us. And Lord, there were prayers that weren't asked. Lord, you hear the silence of our hearts, the turmoil of our minds. Hear these prayers. But in all things, grant your grace and your healing, that we would be a people, pilgrims, pilgrims on our way home, pilgrims who sing even in the valley of the shadow of death, pilgrims who sing songs of joy, songs of Zion, songs of hope, songs of eternal life. Father, hear our prayers. And now hear us as we would pray together, even as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our hymn of preparation is number 270, Wonderful Words of Life.
Jesus, only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Please be seated. As God has given to us so freely in Jesus Christ, now let us give back to God just as freely.
Good morning, Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church.
Good morning.
Following in Bill's footsteps. I chose to read from a Bible that's very important to me. It's the Revised Standard Version given to me in 1953 when I was 10 years old. You can do the math there if you want. By a very special Sunday school teacher many, many years ago. The Old Testament is from Isaiah 64, verses 1 through 5. O that thou wouldst rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at thy presence, as when fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make thy name known to thy adversaries, and that the nations might tremble at thy presence. When thou didst terrible things which we looked not for, thou camest down, the mountains quaked at thy presence. From of old no one has heard or perceived by the ear, no eye has seen a God besides thee, who works for those who wait for him. Thou meetest him that joyfully works righteousness, those that remember thee in thy ways. Behold, thou wast angry, and we sinned. In our sins we have been a long time, and shall we be saved? The New Testament reading should sound very familiar. It's just what we read in the responsive reading, John 1, verses 1 through 18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came for testimony, to bear witness to the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness to the light. The true light that enlightens every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world knew him not. He came to his own home, and his own people received him not. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory, glory as of the only Son of the from the Father. John bore witness to him and cried, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, for he was before me.' And from his fullness have we all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only Son who is in the bosom of the Father. He has made him known."
Thank you, John. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please come now. Prepare our hearts not just to hear your word, but to do your word. Lord, we need you. The church needs you. The world needs you. But we need to go forth and proclaim you in all ways to all people. So let us hear your word in Scripture, in the sermon. Let us hear and understand. Let our hearts believe. And let our hands, our voices, and our feet serve whithersoever you go. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I get a little depressed. My poor wife, it'll only be 3 years come July 4th. She's put up with a lot in those 3 years. Other than cat bites and hospitalizations and such. But you know, you fight depression, you fight all these things, and then you turn on the evening news, right? Or the 11 o'clock news, which I didn't used to stay up and watch till I married Becky. But anyway, maybe that's why I have some nightmares. I don't know. But you know, you look at these things and you look at what's going on in the world. What's going on? I wish there'd be a station that reported only the good things that happened, you know, or a newspaper that was just the nice, you know, like young men doing their Eagle Scouts awards, you know. And, you know, why can't we have the good news? But we kind of look around and we see these things, and we get, and it's almost like we feel like going, "Hey God, did you see that? Look what's over here." Look what sadness and sorrow was in the world, and you know, I got this disease in my body, or my loved ones afflicted, my husband, my wife, whoever just lost their job, the kids, you know, I love them, Lord, but they aren't following your way. And it's like, God, why don't you come down here and fix this mess? Right? Wouldn't we like that? You know, Isaiah called for that, didn't he? You know, that you would rend the heavens, that you would come down, that the mountains might shake at your presence. You know, wow. Wouldn't it be great if God just came down and said, okay, I'm fixing this mess right now. I don't know, that sounds good in some respects, and then I sometimes think about the mess that's still inside of me, and I'm kind of going, okay, Lord, it needs fixed, but be gentle, please. Right? Okay. But God has come down. That's the whole thing about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Or do we just say words with the Apostles' Creed or the Nicene Creed? We say that God came in Jesus Christ, that God Almighty, the Son, the second person of the Trinity, emptied himself, read Philippians 2, took the form of a servant, and came and dwelt among us to deliver us. You know, John's gospel is so powerful. The Word became flesh. But who is the Word? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, not a God. I know some people try to get that translation in there, but the Greek won't bear it. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Wow. But listen to this. But to as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. You and I are not born because our parents loved one another. All that happened. But we were born because God chose us. Way back when Jesus was not yet born, way back when the Son was in existence, the Son of God, God Almighty, and the second person of the Trinity, way back at the beginning of creation, we didn't exist. No human being existed. There were no pre-existent souls. That's Mormon heresy. But we were in God's mind. We were in his thoughts. And you can go to Ephesians 1, and it says that since before the foundation of the world, you and I, called as Christians, were in God's heart and mind and in his sovereign will to call us. And that we were born of God. We were born physically because God chose to have us born. But we were born again because God, before he said, "Let there be light," said, "I'm choosing you. And I know your name, even though Pastor Jay doesn't. And I'm not here often enough to remember. And I beg your pardon. But God knew your name before he said, "Let there be light." And he chose you in Christ to be his son, his daughter. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And of his fullness we have all received grace for grace. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. You and I stand in that grace and truth. That's what this table is about. We don't deserve this table. I don't. We're all sinners. We deserve hell and damnation. We don't deserve grace. We don't deserve this. And the old Presbyterian church on Friday night or Saturday night before communion would be served, there used to be a preparatory service. And Becky and I, she's shaking her head, yeah. We grew up at 4 Mile with this. And believe it or not when Becky and I were young, but in years before, you were given a communion token going to that preparatory service. And if you didn't go to the preparatory service and didn't receive the token, you weren't allowed to take communion because you had not confessed your sin. You had not prepared yourself to receive the sacrament. And I think they were trying to do something good, even though maybe it got a little heavy-handed at times. But it's grace and grace, truth and truth. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. And no one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. As Jesus came down and walked on this earth, he declared God. And he said, "He who has seen me has seen my Father." Go read John 14 later. That's where it's at. Jesus says, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." God came down. He rent the heavens at Bethlehem. Actually, he did it before then, 9 months before, when the Holy Spirit conceived Jesus by miraculous means in the womb of the Virgin Mary. God tore the heavens open and came into the womb of a young teenage Jewish girl in the backwaters of Judea and Galilee. And then he tore the heavens on the day of Christ's crucifixion. Do you remember the temple curtain was what? It was torn in two. And which way was it torn? Do you remember that? Does anyone remember? How was the temple curtain torn? Down the middle, but from which? In which direction? From the top to the bottom. Do you know that thing was over 60 feet high? And it was woven and it was about as thick as a man's fingers? 60 feet high and at least 40 feet wide. Something you and I couldn't tear. And it was torn from the top to the bottom. God tore it open. God was here. God is here present with us. Oh, we don't believe in transubstantiation. That's not scriptural. But Christ is present in this sacrament. He is here with us now. The heavens are torn again, my brothers and sisters. Christ has come down to meet us in our pain, our sorrow, our sin, our loss, whatever. He has come to meet us at this table. I want to give you some homework, just briefly. And this is in Galatians. I've got my notes over here. And I lost them again. All right. It's a little hard changing from pulpit to pulpit. Anyway, but Galatians, I want you to think about this. Listen to these words. "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And when you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is master of all, but is under guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the Father. Even so, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, 'Abba,' meaning Father. Therefore you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. You and I have received Christ. We've put him on. He's come into us. And we're here in worship, and we've received the blessings, not only of the Lord's Supper, but of worship and prayer and praise together. But guess what? When you and I go out those doors into the world, God's tearing the heavens open again, because you and I, not that we're as good as Christ, not that we are equal to him, but in a very real way, you and I will be Christ to those people out there. And with our actions this week and in the months and years ahead, we will be Christ to those people, bringing Jesus to them. God, through our ministry on a day-to-day business and way, will rend the heavens and come into other people's lives through us. The world's a mess. And when we're honest and we look in the mirror of the Bible, we've got to admit we're messes too. But that's the good news. God takes the weak and the messed up. He takes the powerless and the fallen. And he heals us in his son Jesus. And he rends the heavens and comes down just like he did at Bethlehem, just like he did at Jerusalem on Mount Golgotha. Just like he'll do this week through what you and I say and do to and with others. Oh, that you would rend the heavens. God's already done it. He's going to do it again through us until that time when the heavens are rent and Christ returns. And every tear is wiped away and every sorrow gone. And death itself is dead. Brothers and sisters, let us rejoice. God has torn the heavens. He's prepared this table. He's prepared life for us. Let us pray. Lord God, thank you that you came down. Thank you that the heavens trembled, that the earth quaked when Christ was crucified. Thank you that the star shone at his birth. Thank you that the babe in Elizabeth's womb, John the Baptist, leapt when he heard the voice of Mary coming through the door. Mary, as she was carrying Jesus in her womb. Thank you for tearing the heavens. And now, Lord, tear the hardness of our hearts and the closeness of our mind and send us out to be your sons and daughters, to tear the heavens for others, that they might come to believe in Jesus, your Son, in whose name we pray. Amen. Our communion hymn is number 274, the first and second verses. Be seated. This is the joyful feast of the people of God. And do you know that we fulfill an ancient prophecy this morning? It is written that men and women will come from the north and from the south, from the east and from the west, and sit together at table in the kingdom of God. See, God keeps his word, doesn't he? He makes every promise in the Bible come true. And he promised that he would send his son, that he would rend the heavens and come down, and he did. And while Jesus was here, he instituted this sacrament of our Lord's Supper, that we would remember him, and that we would proclaim him, and that he would enter into us, even as the bread and the new wine enter into our bodies, that Christ spiritually would enter into us. How this happens, even John Calvin and John Knox claimed holy ignorance. They didn't know, and we really don't know either. It's just that Christ commanded it to be a blessing to us, to strengthen us. So we receive these elements in thanksgiving. And we remember what our brother Paul wrote to us, and he said, "For I delivered unto you that which I also received, that our Lord Jesus, on the night of his arrest, took bread, And having given thanks, he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body broken for you." And in like manner, there was the cup following the supper. And Jesus said, "Behold, this is the cup of the new covenant, sealed in my blood which is poured out for the forgiveness of your sins." And we are told that as often as we eat of this bread and we drink of this cup, we do proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, this is your feast. Consecrate these elements and set them apart as we receive them into our bodies. That spiritually we would feast upon your flesh, that spiritually we would drink your blood, and that we would receive new life through you and you alone. And that all praise and glory we'd be given through our resurrected lives to you and to the Father and the Spirit, now and forever. Come and be the Lord of this feast. We ask it, Lord Jesus, for your glory. Amen. Let us receive and let us rejoice. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications. Because he has inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call upon him as long as I live. The pains of death surrounded me, and the pangs of Sheol laid hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow, and then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple, and I was brought low, and he saved me. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. And I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. And I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant, and you have loosed my bonds. And I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. I am the bread which has come down from heaven. And if anyone eat of the bread that I shall give him, he shall never die, but shall have life eternal." Jesus said, "This is my body broken for you. Eat of it in remembrance of me."
and in like manner the cup following the supper. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more salt sea. And then I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, "Behold, the dwelling of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for all these former things have passed away." And then he who sat on the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." And he said to me, "Write this down, for these words are true and faithful." And he said to me, "It is completed. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. And he who overcomes shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son." Jesus said, "I am the vine, and you are the branches. Abide in me, and I in you. And even so it is that you will bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples." Our Lord also said that new wine must have a new wineskin. And even so we are to become a new creation in Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "This is the cup of the new covenant sealed in my blood which is poured out for the forgiveness of your sins. Drink of it in remembrance of me." Let us pray. Hallelujah, Lord God, for you have come into your kingdom, and you have led on high a host of captives, not captives in chains, not captives who have become slaves, but captives who once were slaves unto sin and death, and you have broken our chains. And you have led us on high in freedom and in peace with you and with one another through Christ our Lord. We thank you, Father, for this simple meal shared in the Holy Spirit with your Son Jesus and with you, and with all the saints of the church throughout the ages and across the world now. And so it is that we give you praise and glory.
Now send us and use us. Rend the heavens yet again. And rebuild your church to your glory, within us and about us, and through us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Our response hymn is number 479, Onward Christian Soldiers.
Thank you.
And now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good will to do his work, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, the Son, to whom with the Father and the Spirit be glory both now and forevermore. Amen.